Many years ago, as a fit young thing, striding across the North York Moors on my day off, a part of my walk included a stretch of the Like Wake Walk, a particularly gruelling long-distance path that stretches across the moors from Ravenscar to Osmotherley. The walk originated many centuries ago in the transportation of the dead away from Viking raiding parties to take the dead to burial sites inland. And it's a particularly tough walk because it crosses the moors east-west across the grain of the moor. And originally you were meant to yomp. There wasn't a path, you were simply meant to cross over the heather, so quite hard going. Nowadays, so many people have done it that there is a particular stretch, a particular path you can spot. And on this particular day, I just had a couple of miles to spend on the walk before I found a new path to take. And I was heading for a standing stone called the Blue Man in the Moss. So I folded my map confidently into my pocket and set off for the 2 miles or so it would take me to walk to the stone before I needed the map again. 30 minutes I thought should do it. As I said, I was young and fit in those days. 4 miles an hour was my average speed. So after 40 minutes, I was perplexed to find that the Blue Man in the Moss was not waiting patiently for me at a crossroads of paths. Scanning the skyline, I was perplexed to discover that the standing stone was A, about half a mile behind me, and B, a few hundred yards further south than I'd expected it to be. The problem was, I discovered, that because the Like Wake Walk was such a popular route, the number of people doing it exceeded the path's capacity, and so the path had been worn to be several tens of yards wide, and I'd simply wandered slightly off track for quite some time. The heather and the soil had eroded so much, the path had become a wide expanse and not the narrow path I'd expected. So I was heading in the right direction, but I wasn't where I should have been. I wasn't on the path. Sometimes we don't get lost. We just end up being not quite where we should be. One of the several words that we translate as sin in the scriptures kind of sums that up. Missing the mark. Nothing drastic, but not right. Still something that needs to be sorted. When we get things wrong, even if it seems relatively unimportant, we still need to turn around. That's what the word we translate as repent means, actually. And we need to get it right.